We knew at CIA in 1986 that we needed 18 functionalities on a desktop, including modeling and simulation, structured argument, anomaly detection, all of this stuff, all these data conversion things. And guess what? In 1988, CIA made a decision that it would standardize on the IBM PS2, the dumbest terminal on the face of the earth. And the reason CIA made this decision, putting aside all of the stuff that we experts were saying about object-oriented programming and analytic tools and stuff, they said, yeah, but it's easy to have good security with the IBM PS2. If you want to be a moron and have good security, this is the perfect choice. Okay? And so CIA had a lobotomy in 1988. We failed to provide for intelligence. All of these systems that we're building in DOD, all of this homeland security stuff, there's no money for the data. There's no money for the interoperability among agencies. Homeland security is a monstrous deception on the public. Intelligence is being treated as a free good, and it doesn't exist. Commanders are still assuming that they'll get what they need, but in fact, no one's being held accountable for not knowing and not being able to get it. We can't do wide area surveillance. We still can't process. We're so busy building all these UAVs, but these UAVs are like looking at the battlefield with a straw. And there's no technology yet practical for taking 15 UAVs and bringing it all together into a consolidated picture, which, by the way, is what I also want to be able to do with your cell phones. So if there's another sniper thing, I want an alert, and everybody with a cell phone just sticks it up, points it at random, and beams it back to Scotty. And boom, we have a 360 of that picture, completely voluntary. We can't do real-time change detection. It's just terrible. We can't do the last mile. We can't see under jungle canopy or into city streets. We can't find single individuals. It's a great book on the hunt for Pablo Escobar. But look at Noriega in Panama. We already had 12,000 troops in one of the largest CIA stations in Latin America in Panama, and we had to invade the country to get one guy. That's incompetence. That should have been a special ops team with silencers and good CIA intelligence. If, and by the way, Noriega had been told he had to get out of jail free card from the White House. The White House and Bill Casey told Noriega, you let us support the Contras from Panama and you can do all the drugs you want. Just like Brzezinski told Pakistan that they could have the bomb as long as they supported the war in Afghanistan against the Soviets. Okay, we're cutting deals out of the White House that are in complete violation of U.S. law. And this is a nonpartisan. I'm not bashing any particular party. It's the nature of the beast. The U.S. Air Force now requires 24 hours in order to change a bombing package. In my day, you had civil air patrols that could hit anything. 24 hours. Oh, it's down to 24 hours. Okay, well, depending on the mission. But in General Clark's book and in several other books, they're saying you have to give us 24 hours notice. Oh, please don't get technical with me. The point is, it's a problem, okay? I want people on 5-minute strip alert. I want mixed packages ready to go. I want stuff deliverable within 1 to 2 hours, just like I want a platoon of Marines anywhere in the world within 24 hours. We can talk about that later. Philosophical failure. We've confused secrecy with intelligence. We've failed to create a generic intelligence discipline. And we failed to develop regional or global intelligence networks. Congressman Simmons is now personally taking an interest in open source intelligence, and we're trying very hard to get $125 million in end-of-year money for a program. It's in my OSINT page. Basically, I want to put $10 million open source intelligence collection facilities in each of the theaters, including NORTHCOM, and I want them to be multinational. Want a data warehouse for sharing with NGOs. I want a digital history center for cutting the spines off Chinese and Islamic and other publications and creating the digital history, and so on and so forth. I'll tell you something. The only thing that's going to protect us against terrorism and other ills is public sharing.